At their last meeting, counselors voted down a motion to establish an affordable housing subcommittee and a homelessness subcommittee. Currently, the Housing and Homeless Advisory Committee tackles both issues, a setup that Councillor Connie Glenn and supporters of the motion she presented think can be improved. Councillor Glenn brought forward the motion, proposing that the separation could yield more progress on both pressing issues.
We're obviously in the midst of a housing crisis and have been for quite some time, but the issue that is really perplexing is the homeless issue. And the needs of the homeless are far more in depth. There's greater issues to face there. And this gives an opportunity to take these issues and really delve into them in a deeper way. If the tariff situation continues as it is, we could see a greater need in both these areas. And so we have to be, I think, prepared to approach this differently, look at as many possible solutions as we can, and come back to talk to council about what we could possibly achieve beyond what we've done so far. We've made great strides, but I think we have to have an all hands on deck approach to this. And that means rolling up our shirt sleeves a little bit more and digging into the issues.
Councillor Gary Osteroff and Councillor Lisa Osanek seconded Glenn's argument, stressing the need for change.
I would hope that we could support this in the sense that this is something that is we're giving a strong effort to, and that the time is now to give it the support it needs, because it's just simply too critical to wait any longer.
If these subcommittees can lighten the load, then I'm all for it. And I think really good ideas can be generated by these, brainstorming subcommittees, small groups, lots of flexibility. I think this is the way to go.
While these are massive issues in the community, Councillor Brandon Tozzo brought up the lack of business the committee tends to have, with the average duration of the 5 meetings that occurred last year being just over 20 minutes. Tozzo also brought up the fact that there is currently a review of existing committees in progress, with the results and analysis expected in November 2025.
I'm a fan of subcommittees and committees when they have a lot of business and they have something to do. I don't really see that with this. And I think that these are valuable topics, but I would be much more willing to see what a full mandate review has to show in November and then see what happens with this committee. There is a lot of talent on this committee. I will note that a lot of the people who were on this committee before did not return because there wasn't a ton of business to do. It's a pretty new committee because people just didn't feel like they were really adding to a lot. It's unfortunate based on the need of this in the community. I kind of worry that we have this committee just to say we have a housing and homelessness committee without a lot of business to do.
However, councillors in favor of the additional subcommittees argued that this is simply too long to wait. Councillor Jeff McLaren stated the following in support of the motion.
We are in a crisis, both a homelessness crisis and a housing crisis. So, of course, we can try and do nothing, like what seems to have been done on that committee for like the last few while, or we can try something new. And maybe we can get lucky and actually get something done, something amazing, because it sounds like there's already ideas in the works, in the background. We just need to let them come out. And if we're going to stop this for procedural reasons, it sounds like we're a little bit out of touch with people who are homeless.
Councillor Glenn had the final word, urging council to consider the size and urgency of the issues.
They haven't been functioning well together. The meetings have been short. I think there is too much confusion in trying to sort through this topic. This is like a massive project. The best description I've heard is that we can't swallow an elephant in one bite. So let's put this into bite-sized pieces where people can really bring something to the table. Oftentimes, I think the reason that we end up not talking very long about the topic is because it's so overwhelming. And when you're faced with something overwhelming, the pathway forward is to take it a bite at a time, to break it up into things that you can see achieving. Right now, I think it's very difficult to see what we can achieve because of that overwhelming feeling that we have. I understand that there's the committee review that we've committed to, but given the pressing nature of the situation we're in and how this is likely to become a worse situation for us as well as other municipalities across the country, I think there's a sense of urgency here.
And I think we need to pull together as a community and really put our heads together to see what we can do to come to other solutions for the situation we're in.
The motion did not pass with a vote of 6 in favor and 7 against. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.